She was from the Keys, primarily. That's where she was born. She was born in Key West, Florida. Her father moved to Miami not too long afterwards, and she was about 10 years old at the time.
Well, just still talking about your family now. Well, now that's on your mother's side?
That's on my mother's side.
And your grandmother came in on your mother's side. I came in from the Keys, and she was here about 10 years old. Okay, and did she marry someone that was from this area? Or?
No. Well, my grandfather was living here at the time.
He was
raised here. He had lived prior. He had also lived in Key West. He was of Puerto Rican extract. His father was Puerto Rican, and his mother was, of course, was black. And they lived in Key West. And he was a very young child when he came. He said he was about 6 years old when they came to the Miami proper area.
Okay, that's your grandparents on your mother's side. What about your father's side?
Now, let's see. My father's parents were adults when they came to the Miami area. They came over from Cat Island. Well, I wouldn't say they were adults. I don't know exactly how old they were. But they had children because my father's two older sisters were born in Nassau. They were from Nassau originally, Cat Island. I don't, like, folks married early during that time.
Right.
So I can't say that they were adults as we would look at it standardly today. But they were, they were married and had children when they came to the country. And settled in, they came directly to they came to Key West and then from Key West here. They didn't live in Key West at all.
Okay, so they migrated here from the islands?
From the islands, yes.
Which island was it?
Cat.
Cat.
And that's what they call it, Cat. On the Haiti, as they say, I came over on the Haiti K.
From the Haiti K?
On the Haiti K, that was the name of the boat.
Oh.
The Haiti K. It's really the Eddie K. They call it the Eddie K.
Well, now, is that cat, is that C-A-T or?
Yeah, I guess that's how it's spelled. I really don't know that much about it. I just laugh. I just enjoy joking with it. You know, about it.
Okay, is that a Bahamian or a Haiti?
Bahamas.
Okay. I think, did I mention this? We were talking about this yesterday, about the difference between Bahamian and Haitian.
We briefly.
Is there again? You know, we're talking about that. Would you consider a vast difference in the types of not only dialects but maybe cultures from the two sources?
There is a vast difference. Yeah, I would.
Say comparing your grandparents on your father's side to someone else.
The foods are different. The roles are different as far as man woman concerned, seemingly. Don't ask me for specifics. You know, generally speaking. I know the language is different. There is more British in the Bahamian sort of dialect, and there's a great deal more French in the Haitian dialect. Even in the English, you pick up the French in the Bahamian dialect. You pick up the British in a sense, broken British. This sort of situation really has happened.
Well, the do you feel like you were influenced by your grandparents, as far as the way you talked, speech?
Oh yes, definitely.
You know, the British type of.
Very definitely.
I noticed that you do have that.
I'm laughing because many people say you were born in Miami. You know, they think of Miami as being the South, or you were born in Florida, and I'm supposed to have a Southern drawl and talk with very hip Southern accent. And this kind of stuff, and I can when I want to have it. It depends on how valuable it is at the time. But